$1 million richer. Kate Delaney welcoming you to another version of America Tonight. Coming up this hour, we will give you those Powerball numbers. Obviously, we didn't win here on the America Tonight crew. Justin Tanhoff will join us to talk about MSNBC and how it's close to being blown up, meaning the numbers are so low you wonder how long it can hang on, and some interesting Pew research to back up what has happened to that network because they decided to take a direction that wasn't a news direction. In other words, in cable news, the idea is, okay, here's the story, here's what's happening, breaking news, all kinds of different angles, but not solely opinion-based. And since most of the shows, in fact, all of the shows on MSNBC are exactly that, it's cost them in the revenue department. Justin Danhoff is around the corner to discuss that and a couple of other things related to television news. I know a lot of you have called in over the years to complain about what the offerings are out there, especially MSNBC. Seems to be on everybody's radar. I know people, it seems people either really, really like it or really, really hate MSNBC. And that's why they, I think that's why they took the stance that they decided to take. But it's not working as far as the ratings are concerned. All right, so the numbers are out for the Powerball. Bum-ba-da-da. Do you want to hear them? Just in case, you may be the person with the ticket. Who knows? It's actually $448 million. The odds are just so staggering to me. I know I've said it a couple of times, but I got to say it again. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot, 1 in 175 million. So the numbers are 58, 5, 25, 59, 30, and the Powerball number is 32. I was reading something today where the belief is that we may see in the not-too-distant future a lottery that's $1 billion. Can you imagine? Just to remind you, the largest lottery jackpot in our history, $656 million, that was the Mega Millions game back in March of 2012. And that was split between three tickets that were sold in Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland. So if you happen to have the winning ticket, you know what you would get when you take the taxes away? $245 million. $245 million. Is that crazy? You'd be worth more than half of these rich actresses or actors. More than the Kardashians put together. Well, close anyway. No word on whether or not if somebody has the ticket. If not, it soars to $600 million. Woo! $600 million. Who says you can't get excited about the lottery anymore? And, you know, the good thing is about it, honestly, it's gambling, right? It's legalized gambling. But the good thing is, in a lot of the states where it's sold, 43 states, it benefits education or goes into the general fund. In other words, somebody, you hope, is going to get some sort of an advantage because of people wanting to play the lottery. And the excitement, I guess, over the lottery creates that. And it builds and it builds and it builds. And, you know, there you go. Crazy thing happened earlier in the day, something that might have missed your radar because it was talked about a little bit, but not as much since there were other things that kind of pushed it off, if you will, pushed you off of the needle off the map, pushed it off of the map because of so many other things that were actually happening. But the story that I thought was pretty interesting and one that is worth mentioning here is the story about this crazy, crazy, crazy nut who, remember, kidnapped the three young girls and in Ohio. And when it first broke, everybody was talking about it and couldn't believe it had happened right under everybody's noses and all that sort of stuff. But the Castro House, which is this Cleveland house where three women were held, this house of hell and horrors and all the other nicknames that now it's been described as. What they did is they demolished it. I mean, what a brilliant thing. They demolished it. I think people should have just lined up and applauded to see that thing go down. Now, there was somebody on hand to watch the house be torn down on Wednesday, and it was one of the three women who were kidnapped. Michelle Knight had helium-filled balloons, yellow ones, and she handed them out to anybody who would come by for the demolition. It was a 1,400-square-foot house. So hard to believe, such a small house with people right there in the neighborhood not realizing what was going on for a decade, really slightly over a decade. So how brilliant that I think it's great. I think it's therapeutic. I think it's great that she was there. And while he's sitting and rotting in a jail cell, this house is torn down. So he forfeited the house as part of that July plea deal that he cut with prosecutors that took the death penalty off the table in exchange for a life sentence plus 1,000 years in prison. So basically, it doesn't matter. You could throw the 1,000 years in there. It's just the rest of his life. And he was spared the death penalty. So they started early in the morning. There were a couple of people who showed up, a handful of people, but they just leveled the house and drop the debris into a garbage truck, which there is something symbolic about that. The fact that that house was now turned to rubble, was thrown in a garbage truck, and carted away. Carted away. As a child to be abducted, to grow into a woman, and to be living under that fear that they lived under is, it's just mind-boggling to me that nobody realized anything was happening. And Ariel Castro was having burgers, conversation, and beers with people right next door. Whew. Right next door, that was happening. Maybe one of the creepiest stories of this entire year. You know, at the end of the year, when you look back at the top 100 stories, this is on the top 10. I mean, what a dramatic thing that happened to these victims. And to his own family, because he had a son. He had other people in his family who had no clue what this man was doing. And thank goodness they tore the house down. Because that was a house that just did not need to stand there. Did not need to stand there. So bravo. The rest is history. He will rot in a jail cell. All right, coming up next here on America Tonight, odds and ends, some of the big highlights on the day. As you know, everybody in Washington gets that well-needed rest, that vacation they deserve, because there was so much pressure of heavy legislation that was being passed. Not. What about Russia and the U.S.? Will there be a summit? We're talking about it next here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Russia. Here we are back on the flip side of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So President Obama cancels his visit to Moscow next month for that important talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We know how hot and heavy that this relationship has taken a twist in the opposite direction. There's not a lot of love happening, in other words. And the president said, well, we don't have a lot of progress in bilateral relations, so this is why I'm not doing it. Baloney. He's still going to go to the G20 summit in St. Petersburg in September, but now he's going to go to Sweden beforehand instead of stopping in Moscow to meet with Putin. And part of this has to do with a few things, most notably because of what happened with Ed Snowden. I think that's what it's really about. The decision to grant asylum to Snowden, that's a factor for sure. But there were a few other things, too. So no traction with Moscow whatsoever. Here's what I think needs to happen. If you're the leader of the free world, and first of all, Russia throws it in your face by granting asylum to one of your citizens who leaks classified documents. I mean, just from that point of view, I would say that one of the things that you have to do is cancel. You've canceled the summit with Putin, but now the idea of buying Russian helicopters for Afghanistan, oh no, forget that. The Pentagon is supposed to buy $500 million worth of Russian helicopters and give them to the Afghan government. I would cancel that order. Cancel that order. So you don't want to meet with us? We're not going to talk about it. I don't want to grant you that big check anymore. That's a whole lot of money. And so we need it. I'm not going to give you what you need. We have helicopters that are sitting in storage. In fact, I heard an interview with Pete Hoekstra, the former U.S. congressman, and he talked about that. He talked about knowing that there were lots and lots of helicopters that are sitting around. So we don't have to support the Russians. We don't have to support their economy. What a big mistake. I think America gets weaker and weaker and weaker when we get intimidated by people like Putin. I mean, once you run for the office and once you become the president of the United States, all bets are off. Because one of the key things you have to worry about is the people who would cash their chips in and do everything they could to take our knees out. And do you think I trust the Russians? Do you trust the Russians? Of course you don't. Of course we don't. And there's significant reasons why. So, this is a broken relationship, to say the least. And this is an important play for the president, and he blew it. He blew it. Don't give them, don't fill the Russian helicopter order. Do not give them a check. I mean, what are we doing? We're talking about $1.5 billion to give to Egypt with the Manny Moe and Jack of dictators or people who will just be put in place with some sort of title because we don't even know who they are. But yes, we're going to hand them money. And now this whole thing with the Russians after Putin just threw sand right in Obama's face, I would have to say the smart play here would be to flex a muscle. Sometimes you can't be a people pleaser, and especially when you're the person who is the president of the United States, you got to pull a hard line, even if you're not used to it, once in a while. And this is the time to do it. You have to be the dominator here. Because he loved twisting the knife in our backs about Snowden. And whether you think Snowden's a hero or traitor or whatever you want to label him as, the significance is just look at the story itself. An American citizen who released classified documents gets asylum in Russia. We wanted him extradited, but Putin didn't do it. Coming up with the ruse that, well, if he doesn't leak any more classified information, we're going to let him seek asylum here. If you want to deal with Putin, you got to get down his throat, because he doesn't respect somebody that backs away. And that's exactly what's happened here. Scrubbing the plans for a meeting with Russia after the temporary asylum, it's a big mistake. They're uncomfortable. And how uncomfortable are they going to be at the G20 summit? Very. I don't know. Think of a scale, and I put it right on the end of that scale, whatever it is. But to me, the worrisome thing is that if you're the president, you have to flex that muscle. You have to do it. And see, this goes back to the wonderful portrait that was painted of a community organizer who cared about people, who went to Harvard, who worked his way through law school and up the ladder until he became president. We have to have somebody who is capable of showing some serious strength. Now, you might think I'm wrong. Maybe you're listening to me in any of our great states, Vermont, Illinois, Florida, whatever, and you might disagree with me. And if you disagree with me, I want to know how you defend that position that he doesn't appear to be weak. How do you defend that? Because I don't see it. I don't see it. 855-266-5283. Coming up, I mentioned this before, we're going to talk with Justin Danhof about something that many of you really care about, that you're sick to death of the media and the coverage and the slants. And, you know, I've heard that, I think, ever since I jumped on the air with America Tonight. And MSNBC took it to a whole another level. I think they believed that there would be enough people who would watch who didn't like what was happening at Fox, that they would flee to their station. They could be the flagship of liberalism or alternatives, but they went so far in an opposite direction that I think it blew up in their face. So that network has lost 14% of viewers during July, but even more than that. Because when people tune in to news, they want to get news. They want to get the headlines. They want the breaking news. They want to know what's happening. According to Gallup, only 21% of Americans identify themselves as liberal, 35% moderate, the largest percentage, 40% of Americans consider themselves to be conservative. So MSNBC, catering to a fringe audience, and nearly all the hosts repeating the talking points, staying on the message, it's become what Justin Danhof says is white noise. Because now it's crossed a different kind of line, and it didn't work. And the ratings are abysmal. The 12% is naturally behind, fourth place behind Fox, CNN, and Headline News. And it's the third consecutive month MSNBC finished last in the ratings among major cable news channels. Are you surprised by that? Maybe you're a big viewer of Lawrence O'Donnell or Rachel Maddow or All In with Chris Hayes. And if you are, you're in the minority because they're not getting the audience. Not getting it. And what's interesting is that the president of the company came out and said that, came out and talked about it, and it made it that much worse. You know, somebody needs to tell them, if you're playing on that side, you don't really want to show your hand again, a sign of weakness. I don't think he wanted it to come out that way. So hang with us, some more details next here on the show.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Tonight, we've had him on several times to talk about a slew of different things. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center, is going to talk to us this time around about a very interesting thing that I came across maybe the other day, and then Judy Ken, our pal, sent me something on it too. But MSNBC, the boss, admitting that the cable news channel is tanking, that it's not the place to go for news, that the network now has lost 14% of viewers during July alone. Wow. I mean, I thought they were leaning left, going left, you know, capitalizing on all that was Obama, frankly. So, Justin, what's the scoop on MSNBC?
Well, if you lean too far and there's nothing there to hold you up, you're going to fall down. So that's what's happening with MSNBC. So in a nutshell, what's been going on is since 2009, the National Center has gone to the parent organization, which was previously General Electric, which is now Comcast, of MSNBC. And we said, look, you're running a terrible business model. You are catering to a very, very small niche market, and this is a market that's very competitive. And what I mean by that is only 1 out of 5 Americans identify themselves as liberal, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so if I'm going to run a cable news network, and I use news very loosely in that statement because it's basically just an opinion network. But if I'm going to run a cable news network and I'm going to only allow liberal programming, that is cutting off 80% of the potential market out there because 40% of Americans consider themselves conservative, the remainder consider themselves independent, and only 20% liberal. So why in the world would I run a business where I'm only catering to 1 in 5 potential viewers? But that's what MSNBC's been doing. We've been telling them this is a terrible business model, and now all the warnings we've been giving have come to fruition as MSNBC has fallen so far in the cable news rankings. They're now below HLN.
Wow. That's incredible. How do you sustain that? I mean, you can't sustain that because who's going to advertise?
Well, that's right. So the ad, you've got to wonder, after a while, the ad revenue is going to go away. And it's not just that they've fallen down to fourth place behind, of course, Fox News just leads the way, CNN and HLN. But their primetime program, which is where you bring in the money, which is, you know, what makes the bacon. This is Lawrence O'Donnell, this is Chris Hayes, and this is Rachel Maddow for, you know, those MSNBCers out there. They're down over 20%. In the case of Lawrence O'Donnell, he's down 29%. It's really hard to sustain this kind of model going forward. And it really wasn't a hard thing to predict because, like I said, they went after 1 out of 5 Americans, and the mainstream media, which already tilts very far left, competes against MSNBC on a daily basis. Whether that be folks going to read the Huffington Post, the New York Times, folks tuning into CNN, ABC News, CBS News, it really doesn't matter because there's so many folks out there competing for the liberal viewer and the liberal listener, which is why, you know, the model of shows like yours, of shows like Fox that give people the facts and let people make up their own mind have been so successful.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, when you talk about MSNBC, and the president of MSNBC, as you know, is Phil Griffin. He admitted, that's what we started talking about, that his channel isn't the place to go for breaking news, too. So that's the one area where you have the resources of NBC. You would think that they would flourish there, but for some reason they didn't do that either and capitalize on that.
No, what's very interesting, yeah, Phil Griffin, you know, I think he now regrets the very candid interview that he gave about 3 weeks ago, but he did say we are not the place to go for breaking news, and the numbers bear him out, and by the numbers, I mean, during the Boston Marathon bombing, for example, they came in dead last because they just don't have the boots on the ground to give you news, to give you facts, to give you what's going on. What was truly embarrassing for the network, though, however, is the George Zimmerman trial verdict, if you remember when it came down late at night on a weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? MSNBC had dedicated their entire programming, essentially, to plugging the George Zimmerman trial. But when the verdict came down and people wanted to know what that meant and how the verdict came down, everybody in America tuned to either Fox or CNN. MSNBC got crushed in the ratings because they really are not the place to go for breaking news, and it's borne out by the numbers, and it's borne out further. Last year, I'll just give a really, really quick synopsis. Last year, Pew Research, independent group, nonpartisan, respected by just about everybody, evaluated CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, okay? MSNBC presented throughout the day 85% opinion and only 15% news, whereas Fox and CNN were both around a 50-50 split. So for MSNBC to go out there and claim that they have to be the counterpoint to Fox's conservative viewing and conservative presentation, it's just simply not borne out by the numbers. MSNBC is a unique outlier in only presenting opinion and a very small snippet of news, which is a terrible way to run a cable news organization.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that distinction, because here's the thing. They turned it into an opinion-based deal, and as you're saying, when people tune in, they're expecting news. So where is the facts? Give us the facts. Tell us what's going on. and they really took it in a completely different direction. And what does that say to you, too, just as kind of an aside, Justin, because you talked about this in the beginning, you know, you look at things like Air America and how miserably that failed. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with different opinions and to have the conversation, but I think sometimes the problem is that people that are extremely liberal do not want to have the conversation, and they shout over other people, and they don't pay attention to some of the facts that are right there under their noses.
Right. I think the audience is bearing that out right now.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, even though the, like I said, the Zimmerman trial, MSNBC presented more of that than the other networks, but when folks wanted to know what was going on, they had to go to the other networks. And I'll give you another example. So if you want to tune in right now and know what's going on with the IRS attacking the Tea Party, or you want to know what's going on with the NSA, you want to know if your phone's being tapped, you want to know if your emails are being followed, if you want to know about what happened in Benghazi, if you tune into MSNBC, they've attached themselves to the story and the letter of the White House, right? And so you don't even hear about those stories. If you turn on MSNBC, you get this war on women. You get this voter ID nonsense that's going to block the minority vote. You're missing out on these major national stories. So even if I'm a liberal tuning in, wanting to get the news, I have to change the channel, because anything that might harm their candidate, their party, they won't even discuss it. It's not even that they discuss it in a biased way. They just ignore the story altogether. So if I'm out there and I want to be a connoisseur of the news,
right,
MSNBC isn't where to go, because they won't even tell the stories that make their side possibly look bad.
Yeah, so what's your prediction? You think the network goes away? Because this could be absorbed into something else. They certainly have other resources.
Well, I think that that's certainly a possibility, because MSNBC is the division of NBC Universal, which, for those who don't know, Comcast is actually the parent company now of NBC Universal. And Comcast, they successfully sell cable to many large swaths of the country. NBC Universal puts out decent movies every now and again. And there's only so long the rest of the parent company wants to deal with an MSNBC that's bleeding money out of their ad revenue. And there's only so much longer you can get some of your major advertisers to stick around when your ratings are dead last in cable news. And so it's possible that MSNBC will get bought out by somebody else, we've seen this happen in the news industry very recently, specifically with Jeff Bezos of Amazon buying out the Washington Post,
yeah,
which was a failing liberal paper after 80 years of the Graham family owning the Washington Post, or, Boston Globe selling for 7 cents on the dollar. We see this happen in the media where you tax so far one way and you refuse to actually give news, even though you're a news organization. After a while, the profitability goes away and you get absorbed. And I think that MSNBC, if they continue on this path of only giving opinion, not giving news, and only giving opinion from one side, I don't think they're going to survive. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, but it's certainly in their future if they continue down this road. And the numbers bear it out, the ratings bear it out, and it's unfortunate, because in this country we respect the news.
Yeah.
We respect, speaking truth to power, but MSNBC is now, just a mouthpiece for the elite power in D.C. instead of speaking truth to power.
Yeah. We're going to have more of these numbers, too. Justin Danhof from the National Center for Public Policy Research, thanks so much, as always, for popping on America Tonight.
Have a great night, Kate.
Thanks, you too.
So I'm like a soldier, and I can't afford being on TV. You know, you want to say,
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Away here on America Tonight. And I'm wondering, anybody out there holding that winning Powerball ticket? More than anything, it's not because I want to tell you, geez, you've won over $200 million free and clear, but that you have the lucky distinction of being one in 175 million. The odds of winning the lottery, which is absolutely crazy. So a lot of people have emailed me, even you hardcore types that only want to talk politics, and you want to know the numbers again. So, the numbers are 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, and the Powerball is 32. 5, 25, 30, 58, 59, the Powerball is 32. I am not a huge lottery player, but when the pot is big, of course, we kick in our obligatory couple of dollars here and there, and I had 359s, that's all I had. How about that? It doesn't look like I'll be taking the mini studio and expanding it anytime soon. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Hey, hi, Kate. Hope you're having a good night.
I am. Are you? Are you having a good night?
Well, to tell you the truth, yeah.
Good.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to your interview there. There's a favorite author of mine, wrote a lot of books about Hitler during World War II. And, you know, he was, his name was Seldes, George Seldes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was you know, if you know about America, before America got into World War II, this would be like the late 30s, right? And as the years were, it was becoming obvious that Hitler was nuts, yet we weren't going to war. And so Seldes was really studying how the German people were becoming robots, you know, and terrified into obeying Hitler instead of obeying common sense. And so he wrote a lot of books about that. And so when I was listening to that interview you were doing just a few minutes ago, the guy was like talking about how the truth isn't cost effective, how basically, you know, these big corporations that are telling us the news every day, they're essentially in a race to see who's going to get paid the most to tell us what's what.
Yep.
You know, the advertising revenues.
Sure.
Well, anybody that's in their right mind knows that the truth is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be told lies day after day, but the truth is what's priceless. And that's why, you know, people like Walter Cronkite and, you know, some of the most famous of the journalists knew that propaganda was just dangerous to the society. The news talk, you know, the evening news commentator, the author, mm-hmm. the writer, they have their reputation that they're going to build, and if they're told to say lies, then that's their reputation. And, you know, we're basically, we're paying people to lie every day, or I shouldn't say we, I mean these corporations, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or whatnot, they're being cajoled by their advertisers into stealing, you know, keeping stories silent, you know, selling junk. You know, the whole idea, like the subprime, how America got suckered with these advertising campaigns. You know, like if you go back, I mean, if you have some old VCR tapes, just flip through them and find something from 10 years ago when they were selling subprime mortgages.
Yeah.
And, you know, the advertising campaigns to tell us the lies is what's most profound. And looting America makes us look stupid, makes us lose our credit rating when we believe these lies. So, you know, in listening to that conversation you were having with that guy, he sounds like one of the brokers rather than one of those.
Yeah, here's the thing, because Justin is a hard right turn, and of course MSNBC is an easy target, but MSNBC they do take a position. That's the thing. Here's what the deal is, I think, David. You know, like I got a journalism degree. I went to journalism school. But what am I paid for on a talk show? I'm a talk show host, so I'm paid for my opinion. Whether you like my opinion, agree with it, don't, sometimes, whatever. The idea is you have an opinion and you're backing up your opinion or you're talking about what you think. It's different from what it used to be. You're a news reporter. You're reporting the facts, let people decide what they want to decide. There's like blurry lines now, and there is propaganda that's being pushed out there, and it's very worrisome the direction I think that we're headed in, actually.
Well, sure, and that, you know, of course it's always been this way, because,
yep.
You know, if you go back to Shakespeare, you know, he was talking about the, what do you call it, the guy in the juggler, what do they call him, because they weren't just jugglers, they would entertain the king, but they would, the jester, the court jester.
Yes.
And the court jester being able to tell the truth in such a way that he wouldn't get his head cut off. And, you know, so the town crier, you know, might have been a choice position, you know, in Ben Franklin's day. But if he said the wrong thing when, you know, certain people were in town, you know, he might end up with his head cut off or his house burned down or whatever. So the idea that there were positions of power where you were able to disclose the truth and give people direction and as such, you know, steer the mighty ship of state. But these guys, I mean, to me, you know, things like they're both the right and left are ranting about health care. Well, mm-hmm. to me, the issue that they're not talking about is the polluters have caused all of this cancer. And are the polluters paying our medical bills?
Yeah. You know what? I so agree with that. You mean, in other words, polluters, what's happened to the soil and all that stuff and how food has deteriorated, the quality and what it's done to our physical, to our bodies, what it's done to our bodies. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure, among other things. I mean, we live in a car, you know, that's entirely made of plastic, and then when you climb in it in the hot sun, you know, you're breathing 120 degrees of melted plastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that we've got, we're surrounded by, there's a great, in fact, you might look these guys up for an interview. They wrote this book almost 10 years ago talking about ADD, the attention deficit disorder, and how little babies, quite often, you know, when a mother, you know, is ready to have her children, she'll talk the husband into buying a brand new carpet. We don't want to put the baby on this dirty old carpet. Well, a lot of times those carpets have got, like, cheap plastic in them, or the padding underneath the carpet may be outgassing formaldehyde or benzene and stuff like this. And that those chemicals actually melt the soft tissue, you know, whether it's the eyes, the ears, the brain. And so these babies being put directly on the brand-new carpet, if it lays its head on the carpet, it's so close to breathing that pure gassing. And so these doctors were claiming that the outgassing of all of the plastics in our lives are causing the ADD and brain problems and, you know, neurological problems, because it actually melts the soft tissue. And so the book is called Our Stolen Future.
Mm.
And it's especially important because it reminds us that if we're going to go into a world of high tech, we're going to need people who can manage, who can control, who go to work every day to manage these, you know, hazardous wastes and the high tech thing. But if you have ADD, where people can't focus on anything for longer than 40 seconds, then who's going to be able to manage the high tech stuff? And so all of these important projects are going to spin out of control because everybody's so distracted, or their brains have been melted and they can't keep their attention span together for longer than, you know, a short time. So educating people is one thing, but if you're trying to educate people that have all got brain damage from plastics, you know, so the importance of this book is along those lines.
Yeah, the difficulty of that. You know, I will look them up. Our stolen future. Yeah, that's interesting. I agree. You know, David, it's interesting. We're up against it, but I agree with some of what it looks like that they put in this book, because, you know, the BBC did a study that came out where they say that we've got an 8-second attention span. So what do you attribute that to? Why did we go from where we were? Is it technology? Is it we're torn in so many directions? And what is it about ADD that so many of us have this, or it's undiagnosed? In 8 seconds, to me, that's the most frightening thing, that we can grab onto something for 8 seconds and then we're kind of all over the map, and it's really got to be a very, very good 8 seconds. You can hook up with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and just send me a note through the internet. Go to americatonight.net.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.